have in the world today. But all of that data is worthless unless businesses are able to gain insights from the data that allows them to act, make better decisions, and initiate change. In order to make the most of the unprecedented opportunities presented by data, businesses and the individuals within them need the right skills. They need to be data literate. From my work helping companies all over the globe make better use of data, I know that the ability to tell a story from data is a core pillar of data literacy. Storytelling has been ingrained in the human way of life for hundreds of thousands of years. Throughout history, humans have used stories as an essential tool to capture people's attention, engage them, ignite their imagination, and pass on knowledge. And that ability to tell stories is as important, if not more important, in today's data-driven world as it was when our ancestors dwelled in caves. Those who use storytelling effectively don't just present facts. They present stories that will persuade, be remembered, and told and retold within an organization. The ability to tell stories from data is a skill that will become increasingly valuable in the job market of tomorrow. Brent Dykes has done an outstanding job of creating a practical and engaging book that will help to improve your data storytelling skills. You will learn how to take the key ingredients of data, narratives, and visuals to help explain, enlighten, and engage people, leading to better decision-making and initiating change. I am sure that after you have finished listening to Effective Data Storytelling, How to Drive Change with Data, Narrative, and Visuals, the book will remain on your shelf as an invaluable resource and reference guide to dive back into when you need a reminder of how to make better use of data and present data in a way that makes a real difference. Bernard Marr, futurist and author of The Intelligent Company, Big Data in Practice, and Artificial Intelligence in Practice. Preface. While many data visualization principles are covered in this book, it is not a data visualization book. I want to set that expectation up front, or else you may be disappointed. However, if you're looking to communicate your insights more effectively to others, you've found the right book. If you want to better understand why data storytelling is so effective, again, this is the book. If you're seeking to drive positive change with data, this book will equip you with everything you'll need, at least from a communication perspective. As you go through each chapter in this book, you'll notice I start each one with a story, because that's how much I believe in the power of storytelling. Let us begin this adventure together. Once upon an insight. After more than 2 years of intense research and writing, I'm excited to share my perspective on data storytelling. My journey toward writing this book began in 2013, when I convinced Adobe's event team to let me deliver a breakout session on data storytelling at our upcoming customer conference. At the time, it was an emerging topic that resonated with me. Having worked with data for the better part of my career, over 15 years in enterprise analytics, I experienced daily how critical effective data communication was. This session was my first formal opportunity to share some of the early concepts and frameworks I had developed. When the presentation went extremely well and I was asked to repeat the session, I knew I was onto something. Over the next few years, I continued to develop and hone my ideas on data storytelling and spoke at various business and technology conferences. Repeatedly, after I presented on how to tell stories with data, attendees would ask if I had a book or offered workshops. This was my next big signal. In 2016, I wrote a popular Forbes article titled Data Storytelling, the Essential Data Science Skill Everyone Needs. It has generated more than 200,000 views and is consistently listed as Google's top search result for data storytelling. This was the final indication I needed to write this book. With the growth in data